as an OBGYN, we were trained the number one first step in evaluating a fertility issue in a couple is to write a prescription for a semen analysis for the male partner, because that is at play 30 to 40% of the time that couples struggle with fertility issues. So that could mean reduced sperm count or sperm that may be normal in number but don't swim or move properly, or that are misshapen. There can be genetic abnormalities in the sperm, just like there can be in the egg for the woman. So 30 to 40% of the time, we have to evaluate the male in any fertility workup.
Are there clues that male infertility might be a factor?
Well, there are. And, you know, the latest kind of in this field of medicine is to look at sperm number and quality as kind of a window or biomarker into the overall health and well-being of the man. But other clues that there can be a problem with sperm are men who lose body hair, men who have a history of drug or smoking or steroid use, especially anabolic steroids like testosterone. You know, those can be kind of clues that there may be a factor involved on the male side. And obviously, there are structural or anatomic problems that affect the man, as well as testicular cancer. Men who have a history of chemotherapy absolutely can have sperm quality affected.
Have there been advances in the treatment of male infertility in recent years?
You know, there are incredible advances in assisted reproductive technology in general, and to help men, absolutely, that's been a huge part of it. I mean, there is a procedure called ICSI, which is done by infertility specialists, where they can literally look for one sperm and help that sperm penetrate the egg in the lab. So that would be a great treatment for a variety of male factors. And, you know, the bottom line here is when you talk about fertility, I think that in this day and age, we need to shift that paradigm from one of infertility to a focus on fertility. And when you talk about fertility, obviously, you have to consider both the man and the woman.